Hi, and welcome to the PodMag. I'm Karen Foley.
And I'm Dave Middleton.
Well, Dave, I must say, I'm not very impressed.
Oh?
No. You promised me that after the connection, after the fame, after everyone thought we'd done such a brilliant job, we'd have a decent recording studio. And this is worse than when we even started.
It's okay. We're in the cellar bar. What could be better?
We're not in the cellar bar, Dave. You told me we'd come to the cellar bar. I got to the cellar bar, and then I had to go through a little tiny door. And we are now in a dark, dank, I must say, and musty room with this bit. What is this thing? And do we really need it here?
That's the server for
That's got to go.
It's to put tutors and students together. No, don't touch that button.
Oh.
Don't touch it. I did that last week. It took them ages. Don't tell anyone I told you that, by the way. It took ages to sort out.
Right, okay. Well, anyway.
Major outrage, apparently.
Outage, I think they called it. Outage.
Oh, that's not what the head of IT said.
Well, anyway, okay. It's not ideal. It isn't ideal, but for a variety of reasons.
It's lovely.
You're going to have to do better.
You can put some curtains up.
I'm not doing that again.
Anyway, we can't use the other place.
Why?
Well, apart from the fact that it's now buried under 2 tonne of rubble.
Yeah, and whose fault is that?
Anyway, never mind about whose fault it was. It is buried, but...
And our equipment is buried with it.
But it's okay, because I've got a shovel. We could go and dig it out.
You can go and dig it out. Anyway, let's tell the listeners what's on the show.
We've got loads.
We do, actually. It's quite exciting, despite these circumstances.
We have got... Well, we've been having a good time, actually. Let's tell people about what's been going on since last time we did a PodMag. On the last actual PodMag...
Yeah, what happened then? I seem to recall we were blown up or something.
I forget that you keep going on about the negative stuff. Let's move beyond that.
Yeah.
No, what happened at the last one was we were talking about that conference, that Student Connections conference.
I remember it well.
I wish I'd have gone.
Same.
Sounded great. Anyway.
The feedback was excellent.
And it's still available on Catch Up.
It is still available on Catch Up. So if you missed it, you can go to the website, which is connections.kmi.open.ac.uk, and you can see what it was all about.
And it was great, wasn't it? Actually, it was good. We were there, as you can see. Mm. And if you go to the Catch Up, or you were there with us, it was a really good event. But there's even more exciting news about the Student Connections Conference, isn't there?
What?
It's going to be happening again.
Again? Oh, yeah. I'm not doing that again, Dave. No.
Well, I didn't say you were being invited, but...
Oh, really? Oh, well, maybe I will then.
Okay, well...
It was quite fun.
It's going to be in March.
In March. Time. Okay, let me just check my diary. Yep, March is free.
Actually, all of it's free, by the way. What's this on? April. Fall. That's all it
says. No, nothing.
That's a note to self. Is it like you need reminding? Anyway, so yeah, in March it's all going to happen again, and it's over 3 days this time, not five.
Yep.
That was a contractual issue with you, apparently.
Mm-hmm. At that time of year with the seasons changing, it is a very difficult thing to manage one's wardrobe.
Yeah, I did realise that. Mm. So 3 days will be a lot easier for you and a lot less expensive. And it's going to be great.
They can email us at connections.open.ac.uk. No. They can email us at connections@open.ac.uk. Oh, yeah, PodMag.
They can...
Yeah.
It's podmag@open.ac. Yeah.
What is that?
Anyway, okay, so one thing I never mentioned to Karen is this is actually going out live.
Oh.
So anyway, that's right. Okay. So they're seeing the professional standards that I've had to edit out previously.
For heaven's sake. Right. Email us your thoughts, podmag@open.ac.uk, and Dave will reply to you. So the other thing that we are doing when we're working is we're going to have some more Activate sessions, and these are loads and loads of fun because this is how students get involved with the conference.
Do you know the best thing about the conference, though?
Me.
The second best thing about the conference?
The students.
Yeah. Weren't they magnificent?
They're fabulous. They really, really are. And it was the student presentations, I think, that were made it so interesting.
And the Activate sessions are a great place, and we're going to be starting them in a couple of weeks' time. We'll announce them on the PodMag. The PodMag's now going to be up and running on a weekly basis. I know the excitement that's just rippled through the country at that thought.
I think that's a tweet from Harley Jack there.
Yes, he's been in touch. He's not coming on here, though. I've told him, and I don't care how many tweets he sends me every day.
Brilliant. Okay, so we've got to put the date in our diaries for March. So that's going to be slightly earlier in the academic year for people. So plenty of time to talk about what's interesting you. You might just be starting your modules and be really interested in something. You might be towards the end of some and having some ideas about research interests of your own. So whatever's interesting to you, bring those ideas along to an Activate session and we'll talk about them and we'll work on how to make those up into a presentation either on your own or in a group.
And you don't necessarily have to do a presentation if you just want to come along and chat to other students and meet other people. It's fine to do that as well. They'll be on a Monday night at 8 o'clock and I'm sure we'll have some of the regulars there. I'm sure there's no way we'll be able to keep most of them out, but we want lots of new people to join with us. And if you haven't been to a PodMag, anything to do with a PodMag before, and this might be the first one you've ever listened to, please don't turn off yet. It does get better.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, that's true. We'll turn, you might just, in that case, turn off. We had some good bits. All right, no, we didn't. But we shouldn't tell new people that.
No, we shouldn't.
No, let's not tell them.
We should pretend this is really good.
It's really brilliant. Anyway, we do like to get more and more students involved. The Activate Sessions is a way, and it may be a way in which you can get involved in the PodMag as well, because we want to do a lot more live stuff with the PodMag, don't we?
Absolutely. We are going out on the road. Now, Dave's assured me that we're going to be travelling in something better than his normal mode of transport, which we won't discuss. We're going to go out to some regional centres.
I'm taking the tandem.
We're not going on the tandem, Dave.
It's got a little flag with PodMag.
We are not doing road that show. Again. No way, Jose. No. We're going out far and wide across the UK, and we're going to be going to some regional centres, and there we're going to be doing some live sessions. You can come and meet us. You can come and talk about the conference. But best of all, you can meet other students who you might want to do something at the conference for. Now, we should talk about what doing something at the conference means, because as you said, you don't have to do a presentation or an interview. You can participate in a number of ways. So even if you don't want to actually stand up and do something, it's a good chance to get involved, to meet other people.
Yeah, okay, we are going to talk about that, but what we're going to do first is have a phone call, because one of the things we're going to bring into the PodMag now is much more interaction with people. It's not just you and me talking. People have told us hundreds of times now they're bored with that. So we need to be bringing in guests.
Yeah, but we can't bring guests into a place like this, so we're going to have to use the phone.
Right. Well, no,
they've never come.
I'm going to put a bit
I'd
of carpet.
I'd be embarrassed.
I'm going to put a bit of carpet up.
Let's call Georgina.
Okay, we're going to talk to Georgina Blakely in a moment, and let's see if we can get her on the phone. Okay, so I've got a number here. Now I'm hoping this is going to work. Yes, things are happening. Right. Okay. Let's. How do you work these things now?
You just press the numbers from there onto there.
Press the numbers. Is
yeah,
it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Okay, I'm doing that. I'm reading them very slowly in order to get the right ones. Okay.
Oh, it worked. Didn't think we'd get reception down here.
Hello?
Hi, is that Georgina?
It is, hello.
Hi, it's Dave and...
Karen, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you both?
Yeah, we're good.
We're good. We're broadcasting at the moment, Georgina, so thank you for joining us.
We say broadcasting, we mean recording.
Yeah, nobody's listening, but then nobody listens to the recordings either, so we're fine. So we just wanted to... You've been involved in the Student Connections Conference, Georgina.
Yeah.
And we just wanted to, and also the Student Hub Live, of course, you came along to that as well. I just wanted to know what you thought about those and why you might encourage students to get involved in these sort of things.
I think they're an excellent opportunity for students to sometimes put faces to the names that they see in the module texts, but also to listen to and engage with academics. And it's also a chance for students to engage with other students. In a more exciting format than the forums themselves sometimes provide. And of course, the students who did the presentations also get to add a fantastic set of skills to their CVs.
Brilliant. No, that's a really good point, Georgina. So lots of reasons to get involved there. And also, you are doing the Friday Thinker, which is on the Faculty of Social Sciences Facebook page. Can you tell us what you're going to be talking about on that?
Sorry, I couldn't hear you very well there. The question that I'm going to ask this Friday is to do with local politics, which might not seem the most exciting thing to start off with, but actually it's a question that's been inspired by the Scottish referendum and the subsequent debates on regional devolution in the UK. And the question is, should cities and the mayors who run them provide the future building blocks of democracy rather than nation states and national politicians?
Interesting. I'm sure that will have lots of debate, because I think Jerry Mooney's been on there recently on the chat, hasn't he, having very very heated debates about the Scottish referendum.
That's right, and that's partly the inspiration for the question, but I think it's also important to realise that it goes way beyond the context of Scotland and indeed the context of the UK. Mm. And in fact, there's been a book published recently by a really famous democratic theorist in the United States, someone called Benjamin Barber. And the title of his book is If Mayors Rule the World. And that's also kind of the inspiration behind this question.
Oh, that sounds really interesting, Georgina. You've done the Friday Thinker a couple of times, haven't you?
I have, yes.
You keep going back for more.
Must be a glutton for punishment. Again, I enjoy it because it's a chance to meet with students. It doesn't happen exactly in real time, but there is a kind of a sense of real time feedback to it, in that I'm kind of on there throughout the Friday, sort of reading what students have written and then responding in turn. So it does feel kind of more immediate than perhaps some of the contact that we have with students. And to be honest, I find it really interesting to hear what students think about these things, because they often come in with really interesting opinions and also ask really interesting questions, which make me think again, even about subjects that I think I know quite well. So it's good fun.
Brilliant. And what about for those students who might think, oh, that sounds quite tricky, that question. I'm not sure I've got anything to say.
Well, I guess the question is probably sounds more tricky than it actually is, in the sense that, you know, all politics is local. We all live somewhere. And the question really is about where power should be. Should it be near to where we live, whether that's a village, town or a larger city, or should it be much further away, as of course is currently the case in the United Kingdom, where power tends to be very, very centralised in London.
No, absolutely. Well, I'm sure everybody will have something to say about that and look forward to it. It's going to be good.
I hope so, otherwise I'll be talking to myself on Friday.
Oh, well, we're used to talking to ourselves, so you could join that club. Well, thanks very much for giving up your time this afternoon, Georgina, and for joining us, and we hope the Friday Thinker goes well.
Thanks,
okay,
Georgina.
Thanks very much.
All right, we'll see you soon.
See you soon. Bye-bye.
You can actually call us on the phone. Well, we'll call you if you tell us what your number is.
Yeah, once we figure out how to get a number off your phone.
Yeah, I'm working
on
that.
We might get people phoning and such stuff at odd times of night.
yes, that there is that danger. Okay, now what's next?
What's next?
Oh, what's that?
Oh, my God. Dave, I think something fell off the server thing.
No, it's is that the time? No, it's the maintenance.
It's humming. Dave, I don't like
No,
this.
That's
I
the man.
Like
that's not the machine
no,
humming.
There's
that's
a sign
the man
there.
Who comes to
there's
clean
There's a sign there that says danger, 415 volts. That's a lot of volts.
That's not for us.
That's
though.
More than my hairdryer.
Is it?
It is.
Are you sure?
Well, I'm not sure, but it looks it. My hairdryer doesn't have a sticker on it like that.
With that amount of hair, you would need quite a lot of volts.
I don't know. I think we should get out of here. I don't think this is safe.
Is it true, though, that they've built a wind farm near your house for you to use as a hairdryer? Or is that just a malicious rumour?
It is a malicious rumour,
that I've been putting around.
And a sheer coincidence. Yeah. And if I have to explain cause and effect to you and correlations one more time, Dave.
I often forget that you're a tutor. As do many of your students, apparently.
All right.
Anyway, let's move on. I'm not sure.
I think we
I'm
should
sure
leave.
When I was in here having a look around, there was no smoke.
Is that smoke?
Well, it's getting quite thick now.
Dave, I'm sorry. I have to go. I'm not happy with this. I don't think anyone should have to. If this is not on my contract.
We haven't actually got a contract, but if you had one, this
that is true.
Probably wouldn't. I don't think smoking, in fact, smoking is very bad for you, isn't it?
And it might ruin the equipment.
I think we should get out of here.
Certainly will ruin my jumper.
My eyes are streaming, and it's not from anything funny that's been said, because, well, frankly, there hasn't been anything. But should we leave?
Yeah. What a shame.
Thank you, everyone. Oh, are you still there?
Oh, Dave, come on, the door's this way.
Karen.